At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
Stop by Sherwin-Williams and get 30% off select paints and stains August 15th through the 18th. It's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Refresh your home inside and out with colors that make every space feel brand new. From cozy interiors to stunning exteriors, we've got the perfect shade for your next project. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store or shop the sale online. Delivery available on qualifying orders. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Well, officiating continues to be a joke in the NFL, but these sold football card prices on eBay are not. My goodness, guys, we had a lot of breakouts from yesterday, a lot of players going up, but let's look at the top 10. Plus, I've got some honorable mentions, some other important takeaways from this past week. Look at that player performance correlated with the eBay sold data. Let's dig in. Number one, Jordan Love. I'm giving it to him again this week, guys, because he was terrific last night against the Chiefs early on, completing 10 of his first 11 passes for 109 yards and two scores in their first two drives. Talk about a start. He ultimately finished the game for going 25 of 36 for 267 yards, three touchdowns, and no interceptions. Four big-time throws, zero turnover-worthy plays. He looked comfortable inside the structure of the offense. He led the Packers to another win. Now three in a row, they moved to 6-6 and very much in the playoff picture. Check out this buy it now, sold today. Rookies and stars, serial numbered 5 out of 5, HGA9, got a rookie auto, $350. Cards like these are going to start disappearing quite quickly for Jordan Love from 2020. The Orange Laser PSA 10 closed in auction today for $157.50. One of my favorite cards. Let's take a look and see what the historical data shows us about that card. First of all, over the past 30 days, you can see that card's up almost 23%, a trend of $111. But what about over the past year? You can see that at the beginning of the season, this card was still in that $200 to even a $232 auction there on September 26. And now $110, we got a $157. But if you look at just the recency bias, the last 30-day picture of this card, we've got a nice trend upward here as you were able to get that card in auction back in November 12th for $69.79. So talking about those quick flips, if you were buying this card during the mid-season dip that we talk about all the time on this channel, look at that card now up today. There was a $110 buy it now this morning, but we have a $157 auction closing this afternoon. So in fact, you have some very stark differences in his base graded card market from the 180-day PSA 10 picture, where a lot of those cards are still down, except for the base Donner is actually holding strong at around $40. But then you zoom into the 30-day, and it's like, holy crap, he's actually going up quite a bit from where he was at 30 days ago at the all-time bottom for his card market over the past year. All right, now his largest sold transaction from yesterday, of course they buy it now. People are really wanting to get those Jordan Love cards. It's an Optic Holo on-card rookie auto PSA 10 that was listed for $1,100, closed for $1,000 even. This is serial numbered 5 out of 99. You also had this flawless end last night in auction. This is serial numbered out of 20. This is a well-timed auction. This card ended for $1,025 on 56 bids. All right, now real quick, if you guys are new here, welcome to the Football Card Quest. My name is Andy. We are 100% dedicated to football card research and selling tips, parlaying everything we love about fantasy football, NFL sports betting with the sports card market. We are part of the nooffseason.com sports card network. They've got everything from golf, tennis, hockey, basketball, you name it, over on the Sports Card Strategy Show, cards and hoops or just breaks. Check out nooffseason.com or footballcardquest.com for more information. All right, now back to the action. Number two has got to be Brock Purdy. The Eagles' defense started off ferocious, but once the Niners adjusted after the first quarter, the 49ers scored on nearly every drive. So in total, in Brock Purdy's first full game against the Eagles, their revenge, he went 19 for 27, 314 yards, 4 touchdowns, 0 interceptions, and a near-perfect passer rating of 148.8. They blew out the top NFC team and improved to 9-3 on the season. A massive statement win over the Eagles. Debo Samuel goes off in this game, bagging 3 touchdowns, 1 on the ground and 2 through the air from Brock Purdy. Check out the base-rated rookie PSA 10 selling for $120, almost 4 times as much as that of the Jordan Love. Now, let's quickly look at the trends. So we can see up 30% over the past 30 days, but what about the 180? 4.5% increase. That's actually not bad considering the dip that he went through back in the end of October. Overall, you look at that one-year chart and you can see how it flatlined throughout the entire summer with all the question marks around his elbow and then skyrocketed into the beginning of October all the way up to a transaction, an auction here of $335. But if you just filter out these buy it nows and look at those buy it nows, you can see, look at that. All the way on October 15th, we had buy it nows going for almost $200 on that base Donruss rated rookie. And now we are trending back up, my friends, to $85 buy it now. The $125 buy it now at 5 a.m. Eastern Standard Time this morning. Somebody just had to get their day off before daylight, and ultimately we got about $120 average, which is just leaps and bounds beyond any other 2022 rookie. The base Prism Raw today closing for $43, when, as you guys know, before the season started, or right as the season started here on September 6th, you could have got that card for just $13, about $17 out the door, under $20 out the door. What about a green? Not serial numbered, but a little bit more uncommon. This is October 5th. This one sold for $85. Best offer accepted. All right, now let's look at that largest Brock Purdy transaction from yesterday. It's a well-timed auction. This is a flawless rookie patch auto. You got the laundry tag, the Nike check, on-card rookie auto, serial numbered out of 3. $11,400 authenticity guarantee. You also had a beautiful gold downtown, serial numbered out of 10, as most golds typically are. This was listed at $11,000, but sold today for $7,000. Buy it now. Seller included shipping, insurance in their shipping, which is a great thing to do if you're going to sell such a high-end card like that. Ultimately, the card I'm most impressed by is his Panini Prism, Silver Prism. It's not serial numbered, but it is uncommon. Some years it is a true short print. 2022, it's up for debate, but you can see it's a pretty low population of 380, which is not a true short print. Typically, a true short print is 150 or less, but you can see here, solid conversion rate of raw to PSA 10 of 57%, 308. This card is up to $900. Buy it now today. This was one at 1:19 a.m. overnight. You also had an auction ending just past midnight. So if you're looking at Pacific Standard Time, this would be about 9:15 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, where a lot of those 49ers fans might be bidding on this auction. $900 for that silver PSA 10. In comparison, that's a $780 on average card for Jalen Hurts and about a $400 card there for Jordan Love. And if you go back to before the season, that was about a $450, $475 card for Brock Purdy. And you can see we're still way above what we were before the season for Brock Purdy, even though he went through that nice dip where someone was able to snipe one for $612 at auction on October 28th. And just about a month later, a little bit over a month later, they were able to make a nice little couple hundred dollar profit on that premium quarterback rookie card in a PSA 10 slab. Now, real quick, guys, if you're wondering where you can access that web app that I was just using at Go check out footballcardquest.com. Click that Go Premium button. That'll take you to all our premium membership tiers. Not only comes with access to that, but you also get access to our Discord server. We've got all kinds of different activity going on in there. We're getting ready to send out our now third PSA group submission. Actually, it's more like five, but there's been some smaller ones included in there. Plus, we got other things going on. We got patron-only fantasy football leagues and much, much more. Weekly articles, guys, which one of those guys is actually going to be highlighted later in this video. So once again, I've done really well, done my job to service the premium members. So check it out over at footballcardquest.com. Go premium. All right, back to the action. Number three, Dak Prescott. This Cowboy smoked his guns on the Seahawks, throwing 299 yards, 3 touchdowns, and 0 interceptions for a 115.8 passer rating. The Cowboys have now won 6 of their last 7. They moved to 9-3. They're nipping at the Eagles' heels. Dak is on pace to have a career season in accuracy and passing touchdown. He leads the league in pressured completion percentage. And we'll be talking about his wide receiver here in just a second. Check out the base card you will find here is his base Donruss rated rookie selling for $15 raw. Or his base Prism, which comes silver standard out of the box for rookies that year in 2016 and 2017. SGC-10 that was listed at $140, sold to buy it now for $120. And I always love to bring Jared Goff in whenever I'm comparing Dak Prescott's values in the market. So I want to see where they're stacked up at. And Goff has actually fallen down a little bit, even though they got a big win over the Saints. And he had a pretty solid game. The one before on Thanksgiving Day was pretty ugly with all the fumbles. And ultimately, let's look at Dak Prescott, who has been on fire lately. And look at that prism. We wanted to look over here at SGC-10. So we can see the current trend is 122.50, but I want to kind of see is not obviously not a lot of sold data for this card, but look at the 52-week low of $81. Look at where he was back on November 12th. Here's a beautiful auction from DC Sports 87 for $81, and now that card's up to $120. So solid little profit from SGC-10. And it is important to mention this base Donruss did say slightly soft top corner of $15. You had a select silver PSA 10 sell today for $250 in a buy it now. The current trend on that card is $120, including a $125 buy it now this past Thursday, November 30th. And now all of a sudden, we are shooting up dramatically on this card. Actually, the closest I can find is August 21st auction that ended for $197 back before the season started. You had a little dip there for Dak. The low of $47.83 on Monday, November 6th. And now, just under 1 month later, that card has got sold for today, $250. What an impressive 6x increase in the value of that specific example. So as you can see, a lot of buy it now and auction sold volume, but a lot of buy it now sold volume here for Dak Prescott, like SGC-10, press proof base Donruss, $65. Even a college uniform jersey patch here, serial numbered out of 10, $40 in a buy it now today. You had this banger of a card sell on Saturday in a buy it now. It was listed for $1,500, ultimately sold for $1,000, but it is a select black, serial numbered 1 out of 1, a handwritten 1 out of 1 on the card from Panini Honors here. Well, it's got the Panini Honors seal. Now I want to highlight here Dak Prescott's largest sold transaction in the past 90 days actually occurred on November 27th, just the beginning of last week. Was a rookie patch auto from National Treasures out of 25, BGS 9, autograph 10. Was listed for $15,000, ultimately sold for $4,000, which is actually not quite as impressive as a BGS 10 pristine black label elite that sold for $5,000 in a buy it now. Talk about grade chasing. That is a base prism silver from 2016. Now, as I mentioned, number four is C.D. Lamb. He saw an insane 17 targets. He converted those into 12 receptions for 116 yards and a touchdown, almost two touchdowns. He even took two carries for 30 yards. He's already having a career best season, and he's on pace to shatter all of his previous best stats and possibly finish a top three wide receiver in the NFL. That rookie auto market for C.D. Lamb is on fire, as you can see in this Mosaic Rookie Autographs PSA 10 that sold for $350 in a buy it now today. And if you go back to November 4th, you can find a $215 sold transaction, so that's a little bit over $130 profit on the card. Quite a few of these transactions in the low 200s for this card, but now we're looking at about $350. Now, what about those base optic hollows? Let's look at those optic hollows. A little bit more of an uncommon optic card. You get that rated rookie logo and the chrome card stock. The low on that card is back in the beginning of November, $3.75, a dollar shipping.
There's nothing more satisfying than finding the perfect green paint for your living room. Except maybe popping open that can of Valspar Ultra and rolling that first smooth stroke on the wall. And there's nothing more satisfying than admiring your freshly painted wall.
Ooh.
Except maybe peeling off the painter's tape to see those crisp edges. But the most satisfying part of all? Valspar Ultra's price tag, starting at $29.98 a gallon. Affordable, durable, available at Lowe's. Price varies by sheen.
It's for under $5 out the door. But now we are looking at about a triple up on that card. That's that you see an auction here, December 1st, that was $14.50 plus $5 shipping. That's almost $20 out the door. Another one, a little bit over $10 out the door there. Another one that sold for $20 in a buy it now with the PWE shipping. So showing some fantastic returns in those base raw cards. And I guess Optic Holo is not technically a base, but I consider it a base because kind of like with the ultra modern cards, you really want to get in somewhere where it's a little bit more uncommon than just the base optic. But even the base optics, I'm sure, went from like a dollar or two to maybe five out the door now. But I'm sure just about everybody can scrap together $5 to get an Optic Holo CD Lamb that's now selling for $20. And, you know, with the amount of legwork into list of cards, just more a little bit better of a sweet spot. Ultimately, let's look at that base PSA 10 market to see how it's been doing. Over the past 30 days, we're actually on the way up. Besides this Phoenix here that kind of looks like it dipped down recently, like it's based on us now, respectable $40 range, base Mosaic $40 range. The Optic Holo PSA 10, actually surprisingly, only a little bit over three times higher than what the raw card is. That is a fantastic buy, in my opinion, but you can see the recent auction here Thursday, November 30th. Selling for $80, so the next one that pops up, I'm sure, is going to go for a pretty penny and probably move the trend up even more. His Prism Silver is a great card to look at as well. So we got December 22 of last year. Looks like we have a $89 auction. Or what about September 21st this year? We have a $100 auction. Right now, November 30th, we have a $160 buy it now. So what a wonderful 60% increase there. Super low raw to PSA 10 conversion rate as well, so you definitely would rather buy a PSA 10 of that card than try and, you know, submit a raw and get a PSA 10 back. You have really, really slim chance of that happening. All right, so his largest transaction recently was 3 days ago. This is the day after the Thursday night game. CD Lamb booklet with a glove piece that you can see part of that vapor there on the glove. This closed for $699 in auction. It's from Flawless Rookie Auto. It's numbered out of 10. He also had this really sick Optic Contenders Rookie Ticket Auto Black Box. 1 out of 1 on-card Rookie Auto from CD is sold for $500 in a buy it now. Redemption card from Panini. Or rather, Panini Black Box card. Tyreek once again goes off like a rocket in a massive win over the Commanders. 5 receptions for 157 yards, 2 touchdowns, including a long of 78. He now needs just 519 receiving yards in his final 5 games to become the first wide receiver in NFL history to reach 2,000 receiving yards in a season. The next 5 games, not too difficult. I think it's looking pretty promising for Tyreek. The wild thing is, thanks to the mid-season dip, in the past 30 days, his cards have flatlined. As you can see, a lot of 0% changes here in his total set, like his most sold PSA 10 cards over the past 30 days, like the base optic or the optic red and yellow, the base prism. We zoom out to the 180, we still see a massive increase in those cards of 50 to 63% for the base select. And you look at the summer prices of $60 compared to what they're at now of $150 in buy it now. All right, his largest transaction from game day is a rookie ticket auto. The playoff ticket out of 99 PSA 9 was listed for $1,000, ultimately sold for $750. It's also important to know this was a PSA 9 auto 9 card. The auto, you can see, kind of ran off the sticker there a little bit. They're always going to grade that down. Another rookie ticket auto, playoff ticket auto, PSA 9 without the auto graded. This was listed for $904.96, ultimately sold for $650 in a buy it now. Number six, I'm going to give to Tyrese quarterback Tua, man, because they absolutely destroyed the Commanders as we suspected, and Tua put up a near perfect passer rating of 141. He threw for 280 yards and two touchdowns. The Dolphins are now the top seed in the AFC at 9-3, tied with the Baltimore Ravens. Check out this Prism Silver, as it's technically a Select Prism Silver here, Select Silver Prism, Select Premier Silver Prism. If you want to be fully technical, check out this auction, right? Thursday, November 30th, last Thursday afternoon, $58.76. And now, yesterday on game day, you had a $160 buy it now. So talk about be able to triple up on a card in just a matter of a few days there. The Purple Shock Raw Optic selling for $30 in a buy it now today. Still nowhere near the level of a Brock Purdy, about 50% of his value. But back at the beginning of the season, this card was selling for under $10. About $10 out the door, as you can see in this auction that closed for $6.50 back on September 6th. But what I'm finding is nobody's spending some huge money on Tua right now. In fact, his largest transaction today, yesterday, was this one that occurred today, actually December 4th, was a Panini 1 three-color RPA, serial numbered out of 15. It's an on-card rookie auto. Some nice patch, you know, stitching, three colors. This was listed for $1,500, ultimately sold for $858 in a buy it now. But as you can see, I had to scroll to page 5 of 60 results per page. So I'm like in the bottom, like, you know, the 300th range of his top sold cards values in the past 90 days. I think a lot of people are holding those higher end Tuas for the playoffs at this point. Young rookie phenom quarterback CJ Stroud for the Houston Texans adds another notch in his belt. We're going to put him at number 7 this week to match his jersey number. But no, seriously, he could be higher. It's just, you know, very few sold cards to go off of. And we're going to go off of the cards that are out for, I mean, very few graded cards. And we're going to go off of the raw cards and the graded cards that we can find sold for him, whether it's Panini Instant Tops now or any other product like Prism Draft Picks. As you can see, a base Origins that sold for $48 in auction today. But the Texans are now 7-5, and they're actually tied with the Colts and in the hunt for the playoffs because of the records in the AFC South between the Jags, the Colts, and now the Texans. But they get a nice statement win over the red-hot Denver Broncos, who had won 5 in a row. CJ Stroud did leave temporarily in this game but came back. He had 5 sacks in this game, still managed to finish with a 106.1 passer rating. CJ Stroud's now on pace to finish with 5,000 plus passing yards, 34 touchdowns, and just 8 interceptions. He'd be the first rookie ever to eclipse 5,000 yards passing. And the prices continue to go up, as you can see. And this is a base. This is a mosaic card with Donruss being just released. This card should lose some ground over the next month with Donruss and then Prism being released at the end of the month, plus multiple other sets. Absolute. Then you're going to have Optic Select beginning of next year. This card sold for $33 out the door, raw. You also have the Red Mosaic NFL debut sell for $68 in auction plus $5 shipping. So a little bit over $70 out the door. The low for that card was $14.51, so right at $20 out the door. So it's gone up almost 4x from where it was at, a little bit over 3x from where it was at. I guess you would say 3.5x increase in the value of that card. And we do have a couple monster CJ Stroud transactions, including this one from November 30th. This last Wednesday, this sold for $15,000 in a buy it now. It was originally listed at $20,000. It's a Panini Instant Gold Auto out of 10, PSA 9 auto graded out of 10 from the Panini Instant NFL Rookie Premier Event photograph there. And compare that $15,000 buy it now to an auction that ended the very next day for $12,700. Buy it now wins. And then yesterday on game day, that's right, you guys had a Mosaic Genesis PSA 10 sell for $2,800 in a buy now. Super impressive. And a brand new Gridiron Marvels, fresh off the press from Donruss here, listed at $2,000, sold $1,500 raw. This is where I came in clutch for the premium members of the Football Card Quest. As you can see here in my eBay Auction Sniper article from this past Friday, I want to set the guys up for a big play that had immediate flip potential, and that was Nico Collins. And a huge component to this win was the Stroud to Nico connection. Ultimately, Nico almost had a career day, getting 12 targets, 9 receptions, 191 receiving yards, a touchdown, including a 59-yard long play. And you guys can see what I do here is I highlight the analysis behind the player, and then I go into a bunch of different cards listed for him and the price points that I would target them at. So we're seeing a lot of sold buy it now volume for Nico. He was pretty low, man, like silver prism rookie auto for 35 or base rookie ticket auto for 20. I'm finding hundreds of sold Nico Collins cards yesterday and today. Here's a blue Optic Contenders rookie ticket auto at a 75 for 47. Can you only imagine if the Texans make the playoffs here? All this sold volume is a precursor to the prices going up. Because the bottom end for these rookie ticket autos for Nico, look at some of these auctions ended at the beginning of the season. $3.25 plus a dollar. So turn around and sell that card for $20 is a fantastic profit margin. Here's a $4.50 buy it now turnaround sold for $20. That was November 8th. That was a flip in just a matter of a few weeks. And this is the sweet spot that I talk about. Look at this $5.50 Optic rookie ticket auto plus a dollar shipping. That's now at selling at around $30. So once again, another 4 to 5x increase. And with the volume of cards like these for Nico Collins from 2021, you could have actually purchased these at volume a good bit and made a really nice profit now from this spike game as the Texans are kind of ascending. You have potential MVP votes for CJ Stroud, definitely rookie of the year, and then a potential playoff push here from these guys. His largest transaction past few days, December 1st, actually before game day, is a select field level gold, serial numbered out of 10, PSA 10, sold for $300. Got to think that person is definitely happy they bought that. Next up, you had a rookie ticket auto gold out of 10. That was a buy it now yesterday on game day. It was listed at $180. This is a raw gold out of 10 from Optic Contenders rookie ticket auto, sold for $155. Still think the buyer got a really good deal on that. Then you had a blue wave prism out of 199, PSA 10. Of course, probably a population of one. It's not a highly submitted player. This sold for $100 in a buy it now. That is really solid as well. I see blue parallels do quite well for Texans players. In fact, I think they do better than red, in my opinion. I got to give number 9 this week to Big Mike Evans, who erupted against the Carolina Panthers in what turned out to be a very rainy second quarter, but the rain died down. The second half, they came back and looked very exciting as Mike Evans went for 162 yards in this game, plus a touchdown with a big 75-yard bomb from Baker. No player in NFL history has ever had more than 6 years in a row with over 1,000 receiving yards, and Mike has put up now 10 in a row as he's over 1,000 from this game. He's on track to be a top 10 wide receiver once again for the 10th time in his career. That, in my opinion, makes him a pretty solid lock for the playoffs. Not a big market. As you can see, the Topps Chrome PSA 10 up a little bit. He's got quite a few raw cards, though, because of the nature of 2014 with his first-round draft capital and the fact that you had Topps in the game at that point, and Prism was doing some funky things, so he literally has five different Prism photo parallels. This is one of my favorite cards, though, from 2014. It's a Topps Chrome 1965 Tallboy design. This one's a refractor out of 99, sold for $18 raw. What about a patch like this that's from Topps Auto and Mem, but it's out of 50, sold for $42. So most of Mike Evans' rookie auto market is quite expensive. Like this college uniform, Texas A&M here, sign of the times, PSA 9, sold for $75 in a buy it now today. So in fact, he had some pretty big cards sell, like his Topps Chrome Camo Refractor Auto out of 99, BGS 9.5, sold for $358 in a buy it now. And then you also had this sell yesterday on game day. It's a Bowman Chrome. It's a jersey number match, serial number 13 out of 25. Red refractor. He is in the college uniform in this card, though. It does have that nice little rookie card shield, though. Ultimately, this sold for $375, PSA 9. And then a National Treasures Century Material True RPA, serial numbered out of 99, rookie on-card auto, PSA 9, $530 in a buy it now today. Number 10, could be quite a few guys, man. Honestly, I didn't put Debo actually in the earlier numbering with Brock Purdy. So Debo could have easily gone here. You could also put Devin Achane right here, who comes back. He goes off. He rips up the Commanders for over 4 yards per carry, 73 yards on 17 carries, two touchdowns, gets a 3 for 30 in the air. Whoa, mama, man. Those receptions plus the carries are much of a bell cow roll. So he goes off. Kyler was very quiet, but they get their second win of the season. And once again, Trey McBride, put him at number 10. Trey McBride once again goes nuclear. He leads the team in targets, receptions, receiving yards, 89 yards, and gets their lone receiving touchdown. I mean, incredible run that he's having. Kenny Pickett goes down with an ankle injury, has to get ankle surgery today. Trubisky's in. He's going up. He looked pretty solid through the air, but he did have a very costly fumble that he lost. You know, what about Baker having a career year? Then, of course, Christian Watson went off last night, but he left at the end of the game with a hamstring injury. Dontavian Wicks, the rookie, stepped up. His card values are going to be going up. Romeo Dobbs' values are going up with Jordan Love. Sam Laporta went off for the Lions yesterday, going 9 for 140 in a touchdown. He had spiked quite a bit earlier in the season and then flatlined, and now he's going back up again, guys. So you could put Sam Laporta in this position easily. All in all, fantastic, fantastic week for football. A lot of really, really fun, exciting games to watch yesterday. If you're playing fantasy, then you were really excited because you had exposure to probably at least some of these guys with so many guys going off in the NFL. And then tonight we get to finish it with the Jags. It's too bad we don't have Joe Burrow for the Bengals, but you know, Jamar Chase, T. Higgins. Ultimately, we still have the Jags have a lot to play for, and this should be an interesting game. Let's see how the Jags play at home, but I have a feeling some of these Jags players are going off tonight, and people are going to be placing bets on some of these Jags players to go over. So I will probably be putting in some prop bet slips on Jags players on underdogfantasy.com. If you're new there, use promo code Quest. You can bet on the props. You can get an instant deposit bonus up to $500 right now and bet overs on Travis Etienne, Trevor Lawrence, passing yards, and have some fun. So good luck tonight. I will see you guys in that next video tomorrow with Carter live for the Questcast. Peace.